Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs around 84. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature wrapped up last week with Governor Laura Kelly vetoing six bills and sending them back to the legislature to potentially override in the last week of April when the legislature convenes again. As KSNC News reports, some of the major bills that were vetoed by the governor included Senate Bill 233, that was known as the Forbidding Abuse Child Transitions Act, that would have banned the gender transitioning therapies for minors in the state. House Bill 2749 was also vetoed by the governor on Friday, that would have required medical care facilities to provide a report and a reason for each abortion that was performed at the facility. The governor also vetoed Senate Bill 434 that would have exempted the practice of hair removal by known as sugaring from the definition of cosmetology within state statute. Finally, the governor vetoed House Bill 2446 that would have prohibited cities and counties from regulating plastic and other containers designed for consumption.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
One Kansas community says that they were using nearly 200 goats that were hired to clear brush on industrial land, but they say that the animals had to be removed from the area after violating what they said was the city's animal control ordinance. As Cake News reports, the city of Newton, Kansas, has a code that prohibits the harboring of livestock such as goats. However, city maintenance staff thought that the goats were a short-term contracted service as opposed to a long-term resident. However, many advocates say that it's the best way to handle some of the overgrown areas in the community.
The goats are perfect for this sort of work. You know, this is kind of an ancient technique that's been used for hundreds of thousands of years to maintain land. If you got an area that your kids play in that's overgrown, you wouldn't want to spray chemicals on it. So put some goats out there and they'll eat it down for you, chemical free. And they're fun. They're just a much more entertaining way to take care of your property management.
That audio from Cake News, the city says they are looking at adding a provision to the animal control ordinance for allowing of the grazing.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The project on the Grand Island Central Catholic Elementary School started back in 2018 and has had many delays, but according to Superintendent Jordan Engel, the project should be done soon. He spoke with KSNB Local 4.
It is nearly completed. It's very exciting for us right now as we're nearing the completion of the construction project. I think in about a couple of weeks here, we'll be able to start getting people into the building. We're hoping sometime in early May we'll be able to schedule an open house.
And other news, after a marathon voting spree on the second to last day of the 2024 session, Nebraska lawmakers sent more than 100 bills to the governor's desk awaiting Jim Pillen's signature. State senators only struck down one introducer's request, as the 103 proposals included the elimination of a waiting period for the restoration of voting rights after a felony sentence. The last day of the legislative session is typically ceremonial, but could include veto overrides if the governor rejects any bills. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Road and Bridge expressed frustration with NextEra Energy regarding road use agreements related to wind farm and utility extensions in the county. Issues include some township roads needing attention and payments due the county and townships for work done, some expenses going back over a year. Estimated around $40,000, with some work yet to be completed, including some 22 miles of roads. The county appraiser outlined valuation procedures at last week's meeting and advised if any residents have questions regarding valuations, they may contact the appraiser's office. Nemaha County Commissioners and County Administrator discussed changes needed to the road cost share resolution being developed. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved two requests for visitor improvement grants: $20,000 to Leadership Beatrice for the Pioneer Park project, $25,000 to Food for Hope to build out the Community Learning Center. The 2024 Gage County Culvert Project was approved at a cost of $207,000. Gage County Clerk began mailing out ballots last week for the May primary, which will include a contested race on the Democratic ticket for County Supervisor District 6, which includes Wymore, Blue Springs, Virginia, Liberty, and Barnston. As incumbent Don Schuler is challenged by Sue Davis and John A. Hill, a former board member. That winner will face Rex Adams in the general election in November. Gene Reedy of Blue Springs was filed for the Republican ballot, but is no longer on the ballot after he failed to file his statement of financial interest with the state by the required deadline. Advance ballots may be requested and are due back May 14th, which is Election Day. Your news on your time. A podcast of the morning and midday local news available on our website, KeyIndyYRadio.com, and our social media. Arnold H. Arnie Reith, age 77, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 4 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Arnie Reith.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, breaded fish with a biscuit, diced potatoes, broccoli, and applesauce. Tuesday, lasagna with garlic bread, side salad, pineapple, and cake.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to celebrate.
Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-80s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms continue overnight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms continue on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then more showers are likely into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Westerly winds around 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then some showers are possible into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More showers are likely into Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting up to 30. And some rain possible Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature for the area on this date, 66 degrees. Record high, 93. Average low temperature, 42, with the record low being 23. Sunrise this morning at 6:49. Sunset this evening at 8:04. And throughout the spring storm season, stay tuned to KNDY to stay safe and informed.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu, a second green jacket for Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler, putter back and in. Scotty, he's done it again. Scottie Scheffler, for the second time in 3 years, is the Masters champion.
The final call on Masters Radio on Sirius XM. Scheffler finished 11 under for the tournament, his second career major championship. His first was the Masters in 2022. After Sunday's final round, Scheffler explained how special the win was.
It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
With the win, Scheffler joined Tiger Woods as the only other player to win a Players' Championship and Masters in the same calendar year. NBA, the seeds are set for the 2024 playoffs and the dreaded play-in. The Thunder managed to seal the top seed in the West, beating the Mavericks reserve lineup 135-86. Head coach Mark Dano fully confident in his squad entering the postseason.
Supreme confidence in our team, you know, and how prepared we are walking into this week.
The T-Wolves fell to the Suns 125-106, falling to the 3 seed. The Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 126-111, but fall to the 2 seed. OKC owned the tiebreaker. In the West play-in, the Lakers will face the Pelicans after beating New Orleans on Sunday, 124-108. Lakers head coach Darvin Ham on how they'll prepare.
Just leaning to what we did well, understanding that they may make some adjustments in terms of their matchups. Just have a plan, a backup plan, and an escape plan. Once we see what, you know, what their response is to what we've done tonight.
The Kings will host the Warriors in the second West play-in. The Knicks clinched the East 2 seed, edging the Bulls in overtime. The Sixers defeated the Nets, meaning they'll play host to the Heat in the play-in. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
High school baseball and softball scores from Friday's action. Frankfort Centralia takes Blue Valley in baseball 16-1 and 12-11. While in softball action, Frankfort Centralia sweeps Blue Valley 16-1 and 11-3. In Monday's action, Valley Heights is at Onega in both baseball and softball. If you missed your favorite team's broadcast,
far side, Merck, splitting defenders, underhanded layup miss.
Or want to relive the excitement, click the sports podcast tab at kndyradio.com to listen back anytime.
Inside Brunson misses, leads to a run out. Daniel Kramer all alone. Blocked by Brandon Snowsley. At the other end, Colin Shaughnessy three. He can't miss.
From the first practice to the last hoist of a trophy, all season long, KNDY has been there for over 50 years.
Throws out front. Hardwick looks in the lane. Comes to the corner. Ebert. Far side to Ashlyn Dollinghouse in the paint. Kicks it low to Sidney Wapp. Shot up and good for Sidney Wapp's third field goal.
The home for high school sports coverage in Northeast Kansas is KNDY.
Inside clip, left block, up, no good. Offensive rebound, Bruna. Up, down, and one for Drew Bruna.
Good Monday morning. On your farm, broadcaster Sims back with your latest agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network. A USDA research center planned in Nebraska aims to boost crop yields in the face of water shortages in the West and drought in the Midwest. Nebraska Representative Mike Flood asked House Ag appropriators for continued funding of a planned USDA National Research Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. When built, he says the center will anchor a network of ARS and land-grant universities aimed at filling one of the most critical science gaps in agriculture.
This Precision Agriculture Center will allow us to learn and research how to raise more corn, more grains, more soybeans with less water. And that pays a dividend to every single American and our food security.
Congress has already approved over $11 million for design work and $45 million for the first phase of construction to start of the next month. A second phase, including labs, hinges on the full funding Flood is seeking. He argues that the investment is well worth it.
We believe in precision and regenerative agriculture. We want to learn how to raise even more corn with less water and teach the rest of the world how to do the same.
And they're relying on a network of researchers to get the job done.
This is the kind of synergy between government, universities, industries, small businesses that will benefit USDA, Nebraska, and a nation's ag economy and producers across the nation.
Helping deal with periodic drought in the Midwest to long-term water shortages in the West. Now, in other news, Senators Chuck Grassley, John Thune, and Dick Durbin are calling on the administration to permit nationwide E15 sales this summer. They sent a letter underscoring the geopolitical importance of uninterrupted biofuel access and noted that the president directed the Environmental Protection Agency to issue a summertime waivers in 2022 and 23. They also paid as previous temporary waivers have proven, permitting the sale of higher blends of biofuels like E15 through the summer of 2024 summer driving season, bolsters domestic fuel supply, lowers consumer costs at the pump, and promotes the environmental benefits.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
A K-State cow-calf specialist recommends producers develop a plan for their mineral supplementation strategy. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. According to Jason Warner, that strategy will vary across the state from producer to producer.
For some producers, they may have the opportunity to pre-purchase or contract their needs for the year. And so if producers haven't done that yet, there still may be opportunities to have those conversations with their feed service providers and see if there's an opportunity to do that for them to pre-purchase or line up their needs for what they're going to need in advance. For other producers that certainly just purchase the product that they need on a regular basis, it's always just a great opportunity and time to be thinking about having those conversations with your provider and making sure that they're going to have the product that you're going to need throughout the year, and that way it's ready for you.
Warner also reminds producers to pay attention to the phosphorus level in mineral supplements.
For spring calving cows, now going into the breeding season, somewhere between a 6 to an 8% phosphorus mineral in a 4-ounce consumption product is going to be adequate to supply the needs for that cow going into, again, later stages of lactation and, of course, the breeding season. And then when we flip that around, we think about cows, if they calved last fall, they're going to be weaned here pretty soon, or if they're not already weaned, going on to the same forage base, somewhere between a 3 to 4% phosphorus mineral in a 4-ounce consumption product would be adequate. And certainly, folks, if they have the opportunity to collect some forage samples from their pastures at a few points throughout the year, that information is always very helpful when looking at the type of product that you need to match your needs.
Cow-calf producers often struggle with getting a good handle on what consumption is on a product when it's put out for a set of cows. Free choice mineral intake can vary tremendously from one set of cows to another and from one pasture to another. Warner says that can be caused by a number of things.
From a management standpoint that we think about, proximity of those feeders to the water source, what type of feeder that product is being put out in. Certainly when we think about the specific ingredients that are in a mineral product, those things are going to impact consumption. And so free choice mineral intake is really, really critical. And it's important to make sure that certainly when we've got products that are medicated, we want to make sure that we get enough consumption on that product on average so that we're on label requirements there to get the dosage of the medication that's prescribed. Really encourage folks to take a proactive approach to recording how much product is being put out for a set of cows. Just make sure that you do a good job of tracking how much product is being consumed. And then the idea would be is that over the course of the year, you should be able to get a good running average of how much product those animals are consuming.
That's K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner with information on developing a mineral supplementation strategy. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks with Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, we've had a great weekend. Let's hope the rain falls. The planters can stop for a couple days. And, hey, give us a bath. And we need rain, so let her come. Well, let's sail day here at Beatra 77 Livestock. We'll start at 10 o'clock here this morning. And we've got a great set of cattle, folks. So certainly listen in on that. And again, of course, we've got a lot of hay. But what a set of cattle we have here today. Well, those cattle prices a little bit lower last week. 184 in the case, 293 to 295 in the carcass. We got worked over with the futures market, so let's hope that comes out this morning on fire and gives us back a little bit of support. But we will start at 10 o'clock on the way up here today into a great set of cattle at 1 o'clock. At 12 o'clock noon, it's hay time, and folks, we certainly have hay. In the square bale department, there's 30 fourth cut of alfalfa, 115 alfalfa third cut. In the brome, 55 and 55. In the grass, 52. In the prairie, 46. There's certainly in increments that you can buy and load up. In the big bale department, we are loaded. Folks, almost 500 square bales, big round bales, I should say, today. But it does include some really outstanding square bale alfalfa. 3x4 on the 3x4x8, I should say, on the alfalfa. Groups of 30 and 30, fifth cut, 1485, 1475 on the weight. Relative feed values, 162 to 183. Protein is 21.5, 22.5 on the squares. In the big round department, there's a total of 20, third cut at 1827. Also, third cut a total of 20 at 1614 and 1628. In the round alfalfa, there's a total of 46 bales, second and third cut, folks, on that. Round alfalfa, a total 20, first cut, they're going to weigh 1962. In the round prairie department, the guys and gals, 25, 35, 37, 55 head of 55 bales, I should say, of round prairie. Also, round prairie, there's a total of 30, and they average 1566. In the round brome, there's a total of 25. In the round grass, there's a total of 44. In the round CRP, 8. In the Sudex, 11. In the rye, a total of 22. Lots of corn stocks, folks, 23, 28, 14, and 12. If you need to be grinding, certainly come up here for the corn stocks. And kind of an interesting entry, round millet, 23. They are big. 21, 27 put up in the soft head. Relative feed value, 96. Protein, 14.75. That happens at 12 o'clock noon. In the cattle portion, folks, we are fortunate. We've got a great set of cattle here today. Quality is high. The condition of the cattle is excellent also, so let's get going. In the Wallenberg cattle, 8 black and black baldy steer and heifers are going to weigh 4.5 to 550. Regeer's got a small batch of 6 char cross steer and heifers. They're going to be 6 to 700. Witalski's got 9 black and red steer and heifers, 450 to 750. We got two groups of no-wing cattle. Certainly going to have Schmitz calves out of home. There's 20 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4.5 to 600. Along with the Milligan group, they're nice. 30 black baldies coming off the cow. They do have vaccinations in both cases. 3 to 500 on those set of cattle. Hamblet out of Crete's got 12 black and red steer and heifers, 4 to 500. We get into the bigger groups, guys, and we are smoking hot with quality here today. B&B Farms out of Claytonia, 40 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Kapke's out of Claytonia, 63 black all steers, 600. Kruger cattle out of Cortland, 102 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Roger Schaefer at Jansen, 60 black steer and heifers, 575 to 675. Oldie Blood, LHT Blood, great set of cattle. Talking about great, Banahan Brothers out of Steel City, 135 black and red heifers, guys, are going to come in the ring in two groups. There's going to be a group of about 50 of those light eight-weight heifers along with the heavy-end heifers. Super, super condition. Come in unloaded on yesterday. The Sheely cattle out of Hanover, you talk about nice. Always the boys do. 65 black heifers weighing that 800. Larry Bard out of Swanton, 24 Blackster and Everest, 6 to 7.25. Harlow Farms out of Dawson, 40 Black, always good. Steer and Heifers, hey, they're going to be grass calves, 475 to 550. Triple F Farms, the Folkerts, another outstanding 47 Black Steer and Heifers, 500 to 650. Creek calves of 18 Black Steer and Heifers are going to be 400 to 500. The Krause cattle out of Denton, 20 Black Steer and Heifers, 600 to 900. The Bartles calves are nice guys, 6.5 to 700 out of Bennett. 13 Black Baldies, that's going to be on that listing. Then the Fritz cattle out of Wilbur, 12 Black and Char Steer and Heifers, 700 to 800. Super calves, guys. If you want the light in, we certainly got it. We got 7 weights, and we certainly got the 200 head of heifers in the heavyweight division. So give us a call, Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571. Along with Ryan Sommerhalder, Gail Harden, we certainly appreciate your business and would love to earn the opportunity to work for you. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We do have to remind you that the Bred Cow Sale is April 25th at 11 o'clock. We do have a lot of cow-calf families. We certainly got the first calf health heifers coming with balance of other cow-calf families with age and so forth, but we will recognize, so you certainly can get the pasture needs filled on April 25th. 11 o'clock here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77-2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors. Several machinery items. Shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH 5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, 4-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m., at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
If you're like us, you reserve a garden spot each year for an experimental or novelty plant. We've got one candidate for your consideration on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 15th, the 106th day of the year. Actress Emma Watson has a birthday, and Jackie Robinson played his first regular season game with the Brooklyn Dodgers on this day in 1947. If you like to experiment with non-traditional garden plants, ground cherries might make for an interesting project. They're sometimes called husk tomatoes, Cape gooseberries, or golden berries, depending on the variety. Most are at home in warm to subtropical regions, but some types do well in cooler climates too. a nice addition to salads and desserts. The flavor is often compared to strawberries or pineapple. The roots can be invasive, though, so we'd recommend growing them in containers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Gear up for the season and grab some knowledge at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th in Randolph. Find sales throughout the store all day with pro staff seminars on hunting and fishing equipment from noon until 4 p.m. with mouth-watering barbecue served from 4 until 6 p.m. Learn and save at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th, starting at noon. Located right off Highway 77 in Randolph, we'll see you there.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals starting off another three-game series today for a new series on the road as they head to Chicago to take on the White Sox after finishing off their three-game series over the weekend with the New York Mets. The Royals are sitting still at the middle of the American League Central, just behind the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers. The White Sox are at the bottom of the league, sitting 2-11 for their overall record so far. It was a bit of a blow to the Kansas City Royals over the weekend after having a seven-game winning streak at going into the New York Mets, but losing game number one with a 6-1 loss. Back on the home front in minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge are back at home for a six-game series starting tomorrow, having the day off today. The Wind Surge were on the road for the past week, taking on Springfield for their six-game series. They're now back at home taking on Tulsa. Right now, the Wind Surge are at the bottom of the Texas League North in the series, followed by Springfield, Tulsa, Arkansas, and Northwest Arkansas. But American Network Sports.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
With basketball season officially over, the numbers are also officially in for both the men's and women's basketball tournaments on viewership and ratings, with women's basketball making a statement this year after South Carolina's victory over Caitlin Clark and Iowa for last week's women's NCAA championship game, having preliminary audience averages at sitting at 18.7 million viewers, both on ABC and ESPN networks. As Cake News reports, it is the only sporting event in the U.S. to draw a bigger TV audience since 2019, beating football, the World Cup, and the Olympics. According to reports, it was the most watched basketball game since 2019, when the men's NCAA title game between Virginia and Texas Tech came in at 19.6 million viewers. The big numbers for the national title game were up near 89% over the previous year and more than 285% higher than the viewership for the game 2 years ago for the women's basketball. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school baseball and softball scores from Friday's action. Frankfort Centralia takes Blue Valley in baseball 16-1 and 12-11, while in softball action, Frankfort Centralia sweeps Blue Valley 16-1 and 11-3. In Monday's action, Valley Heights is at Onega in both baseball and softball.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs around 84. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blaski, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.